Today we'll be having a wonderful speaker speaking with us on something that I know will be important in growing our businesses, because that's why we are all here. First of all, we want to introduce the roundtable. The roundtable, or TRT as some of us call it, is basically an initiative powered by Church for Real to grow, help SMEs grow. SMEs as small and medium scale enterprises, which most of us are involved in, entrepreneurs. Thinking about the challenges that SMEs go through in Nigeria today, we know that we need knowledge to grow. We need knowledge to get to the next level. Overseas, when people do businesses, when you wake up in the morning and you say, you know what, I don't want to work for anybody again. I want to do something of my own. This is what I like to do. This is my passion. The government funds it. The government will educate you. The government will train you and even help you with the startup process for your business. But here, we really don't have that. Apart from what people like what we are doing right now, well-meaning Nigerians, and then paid trainings do. So this is like an NGO. It's a non-for-profit initiative for networking and for capacity building. So please, we want you to take advantage of this. Tell your friends. It is somewhere you will grow. We encourage you to come. We encourage you to invite other people. You will learn. You will learn. Starting from today, please, don't leave here without learning something. When the speaker is done talking, I want you to take down questions, things that you'd like to know. And I'm sure the speaker will be willing to answer. So thank you very much again for coming to the round table. Amen. Please put your hands together for yourselves. Okay, quickly, we're going to run into the program. The chief convener of this event, Pastor Chris, as our pastor here, is unavoidably absent this morning because he had to be somewhere. So please, he sends his love and his regards to every one of us. Amen. Right now, our guest is a professional in the SME business space for over 10 years. He has competencies in business advisory, business development and innovation, consultative selling, relationship management, and credit administration. He has functioned, among others, in the capacity of a business manager, SME, at Heritage Bank PLC, managing loans and asset portfolios in excess of over $2 million. He's developed high-quality advisory relationships that included effective consultative selling and creative restructuring of financial solutions in numerous industries, such as, but not limited to, agriculture, entertainment, food and beverages, and construction. He currently is the business advisor and product manager, SME at Fidelity Bank PLC, rendering business advisory services to existing and prospective SME businesses. That is our guest for today. And he'll be educating us on bookkeeping and effective documentation for growing your business. Please join me this morning to make welcome Mr. Yinka Dada. Come on, put your hands together for this honorable man.
Okay, am I free to pray? Say praise the Lord? Okay, so we're in church. So we'll be using the slides, and I just want us to, I'll be very brief and I'll make it very interactive. I want us to come together. I don't know how we can come together so that we'll just have a very, so that we can see very well. So, we're all welcome, and sorry I'm a bit late. Well, I'm an SME person, like she has said, so I'm not going to talk too much grammar. SME does not take, all what she has read is just too much. I'm an SME person. Just take it as I'm an SME person. So I'll be very, very basic as I can and very, very fast. So how many business people are here? If you are in business, everybody in business, I want one or two people to tell us what they want to take out of this small seminar. What do you want to take out of it? Can you just tell us briefly, anybody, what do you want to take out of this seminar? Why are you here?
Yeah, as a businessman, I realize that for my business to move to the next level, processes are key, and documentation is very important. You know, so at the end of this seminar, I hope to learn some best practices on how we can actually document our processes, especially narrowing this particular event to bookkeeping, because when we say documentation, it's a broad, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. Okay, simply, I just want to know, we know that you can't make profit in business from day one. Okay, so how can you know that one day you will make profit?
How do you know that one day you will make profit? Okay, so majorly we'll run through bookkeeping, elements of bookkeeping, the type of books. But I will try not to be too technical as possible, because accounting can be very boring. Okay. Accounting can be very, very boring for those of us who did it or had done it one point or the other. So that's why people just shy away from it. So I will try and make it very simple, the kind of books you should have, how you should record them, the things you should do, and I will relate it to to your day-to-day business. Please, the next slide. So I started with this, as in 95% of what you do or don't do in life is controlled by your habit. Bookkeeping is about being meticulous. Like I said, it's about habit. You have to build it. Like I was speaking with the coordinators, they said when they were inviting people for how to take loans from bank, how to maybe do some other things, the hall was full. And that is just the first stage. I've been doing this for like 10 years, SME for more than 10 years. Getting the money is easy in SME. We found out that the money is given. A bank should give you money. You can source money from your uncles. You can source money from your parents. Dangote started with 500,000. And look at where Dangote is today. But what did Dangote do differently? He kept the books. Like he said, he knew when the profit came in. A lot of things went into it, but it was very meticulous. A lot of things are involved in developing an SME and turning an SME into a large corporate. But the thing is that the first step is that how are you keeping your books? Because from keeping the books, investors will come. They want to know what you've been doing. From keeping your books, government will come. Now, I manage a fund of about 5.7 billion. That's the SME. Maybe they will have discussed that within the last program you had. The MSME fund from CBN is at 9%. The money is going. But the thing is that one of the things we did before we gave out that money, we had to look at the performance of the SMEs. We had to look at their books. People came and say, this money, and it might be a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's at 9%. You understand? And this might be what will make a lot of businesses. But when I came across some businesses, I did some review. Some were not qualified because they didn't have a bank account. They didn't manage their books. Because even, you will see, part of what we'll do is, part of even managing your books is starts with even having an account. Whereby, if they come and buy 5 naira bread, at the end of the day, if you make 50 naira, you're able to put that 50 naira into the bank. It's not that you take that 50 naira and go and use it to cook soup. Or use it to buy fuel. Even if you are using the money to service the business in terms of maybe you are fueling your generator or you are buying stock. First of all, when the money comes to you, when you make your daily sales, put it in a bank account. That's the first step of bookkeeping. That's the first level that you started business and you started keeping books. And all this is about habit. That was why we started with this, that first of all, what is your habit as an individual? Are you very meticulous in recording things? Do you have a bank account for your business? Do you put your funds in your account after the day's job or after the day's business? That is where we start. And is the